It was a long reading, but an absolutely enjoyable one, wasn't it? Baruch atah Yehovah Eloheinu Melech haolam, asher natan lanu Torah emet v'chayalom b'dikeinu. Baruch atah Yehovah natein haTorah, b'shem Yeshua Mashiachenu, aho la'olam. Amen. Blessed are you, Yehovah Elohim, King of the universe, who has given us the Torah of truth and planted everlasting life in our midst. Blessed are you, Yehovah, giver of the Torah, in the name of Yeshua, the light of the world. Amen. I think to me that's one of the good points about having it at home here is playing the old readings of the parashah, and I can hear all your voices. I know you can see my face, but I can't see yours, and I find that very difficult to talk into an inanimate object. I know I said that last week, but it's just difficult for me. So my message today is titled Our Everlasting Deliverance. And it's referring to Pesach. It's referring to the time of when Yeshua laid down his life for us. So we might start with the first scripture, please. In 1 Corinthians 5, 7-8, it says, get rid of the old hummets so that you can be a new batch of dough, because in reality you are unleavened. For our Pesach lamb, the Messiah, has been sacrificed. So let us celebrate the Seder not with leftover hummets, the hummets of wickedness and evil, but with the matzah of purity and truth. Passover is all about Yeshua's sacrifice and our deliverance. And tomorrow we celebrate his resurrection. And consequently, the word of Yehovah cautions us to celebrate this reality with a genuine and sincere and reverent heart. We have to take in the full measure of grace and truth that the feasts point to. Yehovah believes in refreshing our salvation experience, knowing that the world, the flesh, Hasatan, war against the new creation that's within us, and it will wear us down unless we remember and practice the truth. And that's what biblical feasts are all about. They're all about reminding us of Yeshua, the truth of our salvation, and the purpose that we have on this earth. At this time, the entire Jewish world, as well as many Christians who recognize Yeshua in the biblical feasts, will be once again immersed in the celebration of Pesach or Passover and Hag HaMatzah, or the Festival of Matzah, the following 7 days. At this special evening, which we commemorated last Wednesday night, millions of souls from the four corners of the earth engaged in ceremonies that included scripture readings, singing, dining, and teaching Yehovah's word, all focusing on the saga of Israel's exodus from Egypt. This year would have been a Pesach Seder like none other, where I would normally have 12 people, my cousin would have 16 people, and many other families would have more, because our whole extended family come together for our Passover Seder. This year we were in twos or maybe threes. It was a night, this Pesach, that was different to any other Pesach Seder. Not only here, but all over the world, where everyone was practicing social distancing. And for that reason, I believe it was a very special time. It was an extraordinary time. A time to not just remember of all we read in that Haggadah, but also to realise how blessed we are to live in such a time as this. Because I know that yes, we could be in tribulation at this very moment. And yes, the world is changing. And definitely things are going to get worse before they get better. But I know that when we come out of this, it's going to be far better than what we had before. But let's get back to remembering our journey. Yehovah commanded Israel in saying in Devarim, Deuteronomy 16:1-3, observe the month of Aviv and keep Pesach to Yehovah your Elohim in the month of Aviv. Yehovah your Elohim brought you out of Egypt at that night. You are to sacrifice the Pesach offering from the flock and herd to Yehovah your Elohim in the place where Yehovah will choose his name to live. You are not to eat any hametz with it. For 7 days you are to eat matzah, the bread of affliction, for you came out of the land of Egypt in haste. Thus you will remember the day you left the land of Egypt as long as you live. The Passover feast is intended to inspire Yehovah's people to remember from where they came and who their deliverer is. Against the dark background of the oppression, hardships, futility and desperation of slavery, Yehovah's work of deliverance shines brightly. It's dispensing fresh hope and assurance from one generation to the next. Pesach tells us that Yehovah knows our fallen state. He hears our cries and he will come to deliver us. When things go from bad to worse, and when all hope is gone, Pesach points to Yeshua. And it is Yeshua who is our Saviour, our beacon of hope, our anchor of faith. It is to the testimony of his rescue mission, leading a people who are storm-tossed, helpless, and completely lost to a safe harbour. Don't we all need that Passover reminder every so often? This year, with our lockdown and not being able to meet and see each other, is showing us how the evil one has control over our lives. We, at the moment, are in literal bondage to the evil one at this very moment. But the feast that we had at our Pesach Seder was the feast of freedom. Freedom for what? The key message of Pesach is from Shemot, Exodus chapter 8 and verse 1. Let my people go so that they can worship me. Israel was set free from Egypt's oppression for the purpose of service and worship. Freedom in this respect is not an end unto itself. Rather, it is a means to a devout life of service and fruitfulness, so that we become holy as Yehovah is holy. How many of us today wish that we can come out of this oppression of self-isolation and meet together and worship once again? I know I want it more than anything. I know the children deserve it more than anything. And I know many of you are longing to see each other. In fact, a careful study of the pre-Exodus events in Egypt reveals that the Passover miracle was offered to people who barely wanted it. Yet the children of Israel cried out to Yehovah for help in their affliction. But their concept of help was not what Yehovah had in mind. All they actually wanted was relief. Yehovah, on the other hand, was accomplishing deliverance. Many of Yehovah's children are in the same place today. We beg for him to help in our circumstances, while at the same time we resist his deep work of deliverance, especially in our hearts. The message of freedom may be popular and politically correct in Western culture, but very seldom do the advocates of freedom ever lead those freshly freed into a life of substance and meaning. Often the newly acquired freedom, be it political, economical, or ideological, merely opens up the door to the next trap. Freedom for the sake of freedom is insufficient. Freedom is but a license to become. The rest is choice. Once freed from oppression, whatever a person or a nation may become, is indeed entirely subject to their choices. The nations that Australia has helped to become liberated, such as Afghanistan, Iraq, East Timor, in recent decades, are still in the very balance today, as are the 187 nations in lockdown because of a man-made virus. It is obvious to any honest observer, freedom alone, without taking on the yoke of Yehovah, is not the solution for anybody's problems. In fact, Yeshua warned us sternly that a freed soul that is not filled with Yehovah's Ruach will eventually end up seven times worse than its original state. Can we go to Matityahu, please? In Matityahu 12:43-45, it says, when an unclean spirit comes out of a person, it travels through dry country seeking rest and doesn't find it. Then it says to itself, I will return to the house I left. When it arrives, it finds the house standing empty, swept clean and put in order. Then it goes and takes with it seven other spirits more evil than itself, and they come and live there, so that in the end, the person is worse off than he was before. And this is how it will be for this wicked generation. It certainly sounds like our generation, doesn't it? I don't think our generation could be more wicked than what it is today. If you really knew what was going on by the satanic worship, by the Bilderberg group, by the Illuminati, you would be shocked. But what is true deliverance? We wallow in oppression in the enemy's grip. We cry out for relief. Yehovah sends deliverance to break our yoke and our tendencies to become enslaved again. We fuss and we complain for fear of change and loss of the familiar. Then Yehovah turns up the heat to help us make up our minds. And finally, we are delivered. But in spite of ourselves, some of you might be in this quandary right now, negotiating with Yehovah how delivered you really want to be. Pray that when you are praying for Yah for your relief, you will also be made willing to accept his full deliverance. And that's what Pesach is all about. We have to be careful that we don't go back into the ways we were before we were initially delivered. True deliverance, as Pesach teaches, does not come without conflict and drastic changes. We have to change the ways of the past. Newly acquired liberty always calls for responsibility, faith, and accountability. Each and every one of us are accountable for our actions, whether before our deliverance or after our deliverance. In Israel's case, deliverance from slavery necessitated an initial deterioration of their conditions and extreme changes in lifestyle, location, and priorities. Does this sound familiar to our current situation? The nature was evacuated overnight from its 400-year-old roots in the fertile land of Goshen and was driven into an extended wilderness trek. Eventually, true deliverance will lead to the liberated souls into purposeful and intentional warfare in order to clear the promised land and take possession of Yehovah's promises, as was the case with Israel in Canaan. Applying these principles to our lives, one can better understand why the Apostle Shaul charged the disciples to celebrate the feast with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. He said so knowing that our instinctive carnal decencies will always follow the path of least resistance. Keeping us content with temporary relief rather than genuine deliverance and transformation. Is your Pesach experience one of lasting deliverance or merely just temporary relief? The Ruach HaKodesh is not another fix. It won't fix all things. The Ruach HaKodesh won't come in and won't stay in if you're not living according to Yehovah's word. We all know that Yeshua is the Lamb of Yehovah. And the historic Pesach, though nearly 3,500 years old, is rich with relevance for those who live today in the reality of the Mashiach's work of redemption. The 10 plagues which brought down Egypt's gods speak of the spiritual warfare that is constantly raging in the heavens on our behalf. Paro's calculated hardness of heart still serves. Yehovah's purposes in magnifying the power of Yeshua while drawing on his people to his exit strategy. And we had a little laugh on Pesach Seder because Sean and Vanessa and their family, who are living up in Mount Tambourine, sent us a photo of some frogs because they felt that these frogs visited them on their Pesach, which was one of the plagues. A great photo of all the family. The bitter herbs, the roasted meat, the blood of a perfect lamb, the unleavened bread, the terrible night when the angel of death passed over the Hebrew homes, the exodus on the following morning carrying Egypt's treasures and the enemy's last ambush by the Yam Suf all testify of Yehovah's great work of salvation in the Mashiach. Ultimately, they all point to Yeshua, our great deliverer. Not only is the Passover a defining event in the children of Israel's identity, but it is also at the core of Yeshua's own calling and mission when he came on this earth to save us. Of all his majestic names and titles, he was prophetically recognized and celebrated as the Lamb of Yehovah. When he first emerged from his hidden life in the Galilee and stepped onto the center stage in Yehuda, immersing the Hebrew nation at the Yarden while preparing the way for Yeshua, Jochen and the immersers saw Yeshua coming down the riverbank and declared in Jochen and chapter, or John chapter 1, verses 29 to 34. The next day, Jochen saw Yeshua coming towards him and said, "Look, Yehovah's Lamb, the one who is taking away the sin of the world. This is the man I was talking about when I said After me is coming someone who has come to rank above me, because he existed before me. I myself did not know who he was, but the reason I came immersing with water was so that he might be made known to Israel. Then Yochanan gave this testimony. I saw the Ruach coming down from heaven like a dove and remaining on him. I myself did not know who he was, but the one who sent me to immerse in water said to me, the one on whom you see the Ruach descending and remaining, this is the one who immerses in the Ruach HaKodesh. And I have seen and borne witness that this is the Son of Yehovah. Led by the Ruach HaKodesh into his public ministry on earth, the Son of Yehovah revealed himself first as the Lamb of Yehovah, preparing for that great and ultimate Passover. Yeshua identified himself as the Lamb of Yehovah not only as his initial public appearance in the garden, or in the Yarden, sorry, but also in his closing earthly mission in Jerusalem 3.5 years later. It was during the Pesach or Passover Seder at the upper room that our Yeshua first lifted up the cup, broke bread, and announced the Brit Hadashah, the new covenant, that was soon to be confirmed in his own person and at his own expense. And as we read today in Luke 22:15-16, he said to them, I've really wanted so much to celebrate this Seder with you before I die. I tell you, it is certain that I will not celebrate it again until it is given its full meaning in the kingdom of Elohim. Those slain before the foundation of the world, according to Revelations 13 and verse 8, it says, everyone living on the earth will worship it, except those whose names are written in the book of life belonging to the Lamb, slaughtered before the world was founded. The Son of Yehovah had to step through the doorway of space and time to shed holy blood on our behalf at Jerusalem. His sacrificial death was determined from all eternity, but he had to take place precisely on the Feast of Pesach in order to fulfill all prophecy and righteousness. It is the blood of Yehovah's own Pesach lamb that delivers us from ultimate Egypt, our slavery to sin and our curse of death. The lamb has not disappeared following his death and resurrection. He is in heaven and his blood is still fresh upon the altar which is made without hands. Caught up in the Ruach, Yochanan described what he saw, saying in Revelation chapter 5 and verse 13, I heard every creature in heaven, on earth and under the earth, and on the sea, yes, everything in them, saying, to the one sitting on the throne and to the Lamb belong praise, honour, glory and power for ever and ever. Even more, not only was the Lamb of Yehovah in the heart of heaven's worship at the time of that vision, but Yochanan further prophesies that he will be there forever. Seeing the holy city in eternity, Yochanan testified in Revelation 21:1-3, Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the old heaven and the old earth had passed away, and the sea was no longer there. I also saw the holy city near New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from Elohim, prepared like a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. I heard a loud voice from the throne say, See, Elohim's Shekinah is with mankind, and he will live with him. They will be his people, and he himself, Yehovah Elohim, with them, will be their Elohim. For all eternity, the Lamb of Yehovah lives to make intercession and is the King of Kings. For all eternity, his sacrificial work will continue to uphold and secure Yehovah's new creation. Pesach, the feast of sacrifice, deliverance, and freedom, is our everlasting celebration. This is the season to celebrate Yeshua, our Saviour, and worship him as Yehovah's perfect Lamb. He who brought Israel out of Egypt, sustaining her. Pesach is meant to help us remember, and our Seder is to teach our children to remember. To remember Yehovah, remember his love, and remember his faithfulness. To remember Yeshua's sacrificial death at Golgotha. To remember his power and intervention in your life yesterday, and remember to trust him for tomorrow. For as it says in Messianic Jews, Hebrews 13 verse 8, Yeshua HaMashiach is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Can I hear an amen to that? Hag HaMatzah commences the very next day, where we have to make sacrifices in our own lives. Not any eating anything that contains chametz or leaven, as a reminder that we need to get the leaven or sin out of our lives to become holy as Yehovah is holy. It is a 7-day period of reflection and looking at our own walk with Yeshua. I can't but help think of the Christian traditions of eating hot cross buns full of chametz and prawns, which are common Good Friday and Easter activities here in Australia. People line up for hours to get their fresh prawns straight off the trawlers. Both are not classed in the category of food for Yehovah. It's festivals of Pesach and Hag HaMatzah. And of course, prawns are perpetual no-go zone, according to Leviticus 11. Where we take this time as an introspection and sacrifice, it is the complete opposite to where many of you have come from your previous Easter traditions. I pray that Yehovah will give you the strength to refrain from your prior habits and be obedient to Yehovah's word. I also pray that this year, with our not being able to socialize, even with our extended families, that it will be easier for you. And may Yah continue to bless you as you continue in this festival. That's all I have to say on Pesach for today. I know that I'm missing each and every one of you, just as you are all missing gathering together, as we always do on Shabbat. Shabbat is very special in each and every one of our lives. And I pray that tomorrow, as you remember the morning before sunup, when Yeshua rose out of the tomb, that you will reflect on what he has done for you in your life, since you've accepted him in your life, into your life. I pray that you will look at his word and his Torah and know that it is the basis of all things. That is what he came on this earth to do. He came to bring man back to obedience to Torah. He has led each and every one of us to follow Torah. And I pray that these following few days of Hag HaMatzah and this time when Yeshua, our Deliverer, rose so that we could have eternal life, that you'll continue to trust in him and trust in the situation that you're in at the moment, knowing that he is in control, that all we can do in this time is be obedient to him, to Yehovah's word, and also obedient to our leaders in respect to our social distancing and respect in meeting of our families. And I know this is really hard. It's really hard for me. Not seeing my grandchildren, not seeing my children. But we will get through it. It's only a season and things will be better. Malachi will now come and say the Aharonic blessing in Hebrew. And I'll repeat it in English.
Sure. There's only three of us doing all of this.
Without Isabel here, we wouldn't cope. She's a blessing.
Yevareka ka, Yehovah yishmereka, Ye'er Yehovah panavaleka, v'yikuneka, Yisai Yehovah panavaleka, v'yasamaka, shalom.
May Yehovah bless you and keep you. May Yehovah make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May Yehovah lift up his face towards you and give you peace. Amen.
Amen.
Our Abba and Elohim of our fathers, we thank you for the joy and rest which we are enjoying on this Shabbat day. May the coming week bring gladness and peace, health and achievement. And like the fragrance of the Besimim, we pray the days ahead bring sweetness to our lives and the lives of our loved ones. May the peace which we are enjoying this day linger until we gather for Shabbat next week. We ask this in Yeshua's precious name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Tamar. Yes, was a great message. There's been quite a few that have been complimenting you on it, Tamar. So, yeah, it was good. Well done. And we're drawing near the end. It's we've actually been doing some rather pleasant experimenting with matzah-based pizzas. Works really well. They're delicious. Maybe a little bit of the tomato paste and all sorts of things. The girls have been putting on
anything we find in the fridge.
Yeah, whatever's in the fridge. I went for all the olives and we had some lamb and all sorts of things. But then you put it in the microwave, and I think the paste from the sort of softens the whole
tomato paste
brittle. matzah and turns it into something really good. So that's a tip and real easy one too. And we're going to watch a movie that I mentioned in the chat called Out of Shadows. It's actually premiered today. In fact, it was premiering while this service was running, and it's on multiple platforms. So the movie is simply called Out of Shadows. And the website is outofshadows.org, and there's about four trailers and then links to various platforms to watch the whole movie. It's all free. It's an outreach. This is a Hollywood, top Hollywood stuntman.
Director?
Pardon?
He's a stunt director as well.
Yeah, stunt director. I mean, he's moved right up through the industry and then
became a believer.
Tell you all the story, but he became a believer and now is shedding light on Hollywood. I've seen some of it and I've seen the trailers, and I highly recommend it. From what I can gather, it's
adults only.
It should be good. Quite some really exciting stunt scenes that are in it as well. Okay, well, that's about it from us. Thank you for being with us. If I can remind you, first off, the donate button that does appear on the video screen, if your mouse goes over it, that's all in US dollars. It works well, but just bear in mind that if you put in $10, it becomes 18 when it hits your account. Well, the other one is on our website, which I think you're all familiar with, but if not, bgenc.org, and all of those buttons there go through PayPal. And PayPal gives the opportunity also to use just a credit card for a one-off transaction if you want to go that way. Okay, that's about it. Thank you for being with us.
Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov.
Bless you. Isabel. Miss you guys. Yeah. Heaps. Miss you guys so much.
Thank you. Shavuotov.
It's all.